Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
I'm so sorry you have just reached my answering machine.
317-684-8444. That's our phone number. If you'd like to contribute, it is time to hear from you with your voicemails at 1031 with Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.
All right. So we got a wonderful phone call from, and look, we love every single one of our listeners, but one of our favorite is Gert.
Mm-hmm.
And part of Gert is the intrigue about Gert. Like, what is Gert's story? Because Gert is a sassy old broad who loves to bring the heat.
Mm-hmm.
And we've kind of come up with our own stories in our minds about Gert over the years. And, well, Gert called and she addressed that, amongst other things.
Hey, Rob and Casey, it's Gert. I just want to say that all the news channels on TV say Mike Pence lives in Zionsville. However, I'm not quite sure what the difference is, but it doesn't give Carmel a good name when you talk about Mike Pence. And the other part, Rob, I was listening last week when you talked about me and said you'd like to know what my story is. Well, my story can be whatever you want it to be.
Perfect.
Nothing's close to the truth, I'm sure. But you can imagine, fantasize, whatever. It's your show. Love you guys. I've been out shoveling snow already this morning for my dog. Talk to you later. Bye.
For her dog. She's making a path, a potty path, and for her puppy.
I do know her dog's name. I think she has a dog named Peanut.
How do you know that?
Because she calls into the Home and Garden show.
Oh, really?
I was board hopping for that show. She would call quite often.
Really?
I believe his name is Peanut. She might have to call back in to confirm that.
I love that Gert's interpretation is whatever you're fantasizing about, it's okay. Gert, there have been no fantasies. You're just curious what your story is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
I want to hang out with her.
Yeah, I do too. Let's invite Gert to the next mentoring session. We'll go pound some brews with Gert.
Okay. That would be awesome. She would have way more wisdom than you.
Probably, Kevin. Probably. By the way, and I'm looking it up because I heard J.D. Thomas, who was our guest an hour ago when we were talking about classified documents, he was saying that Pence's home was in Zionsville as well. But everywhere I look, it's listing it as Carmel.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like on the border. Now, clearly, for taxing purposes, et cetera, it has an actual physical location. Like, is this Zionsville? Is it Carmel? But either way,
it's central Indiana.
It's a home that is much bigger than he should be able to afford, given the fact that he has been a grifter off the taxpayers for 20 years.
He has seven and a half bathrooms in that house.
What does Mike Pence? He has, his children are grown.
Right.
What would
He's
Mike
an empty
Pence,
nester.
What would Mike Pence possibly need 7.5 bathrooms for?
I don't know.
What possible reason could there be?
But it's lovely. There's a pool. He's got a billiards room.
Oh, of course he does, right? Because he's one of the people. All right. We got a call that I thought the lady asked an interesting question about all the spending that's going on in our nation right now.
Hey, Rob and Casey. Love listening to you guys. I listen from Florida. Hey, I just have a question, and I asked my husband, and he didn't have an answer. And he usually does have an answer for everything. But what is the worst that can happen with the debt? The national debt. What is the absolute worst? Because it doesn't seem to be a concern for the people who make these decisions. So what is the worst that can happen? Love you guys. Bye.
Well, the worst that can happen, can I answer?
Yes, please. Go ahead. Floor is yours.
The brief answer is that I will never, ever, ever, never, ever be able to retire.
Yes.
Because inflation will just go higher, higher, higher. And can't afford anything.
Yeah, so I think that, first of all, that's the number one thing, and you've seen it over the past couple of years, which is when you print money, it takes more of that thing to buy the previous thing. Mm-hmm. So you have seen the immediate real world implication. The other part of this becomes, and it comes into your creditors, right? And the number one creditor to the American debt is the American public. And that are, you know, in a sense, it's people who buy bonds, et cetera.
Treasury bonds.
And if you think our government would give a second thought to totally screwing you over and making sure you don't get the money that you are owed or we are owed as a society, you know, you better think again. And there comes a point where people, in terms of doing business, will not want to do business with you. There's nothing good that comes from the debt, right? There's nothing. People can argue how serious certain aspects of it are, but there's nothing good that comes of it. So whether everything's a 5 on the serious level or everything's a 10 on the serious level, if there's nothing good that comes from it, why would you do it?
Okay,
well, because you wouldn't.
Right. And one of the things that can happen is other countries buy our debt.
Right.
And if those treasury bonds are not valuable anymore, they're going to stop buying our debt.
Right. Okay, more phone calls. Let's see. We got, I'm having a brain cramp.
Bieber.
Yes. We had a lengthy, thank you.
No wonder you're having a brain cramp.
Well, we had a lengthy conversation yesterday about Justin Bieber getting a gajillion dollars to sell his music catalog.
$200 million, I think it
was. And I said, I could not name 3 Justin Bieber songs. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand this. And this guy called and totally missed the point of the conversation, but go ahead.
Rob, I completely could not disagree with you more on the Justin Bieber $200 million thing. That is capitalism at work. I can't stand Justin Bieber. I can't name one of his songs. But to compare him to the Stones or Beatles, that's just ridiculous. Of course he's not. But if I had a chance to sell anything that I had for $200 million, I'd do it in a heartbeat. It's worth what someone will pay for it.
Yeah.
Also, Bruce Springsteen, I'd rather listen to Justin Bieber than Bruce Springsteen. Oh, that dude couldn't hold a tune in a barrel.
So let's
that
let's,
had to hurt a little.
Let's play what's going on in this. Let's play the game. What's going on in this guy's life? Okay, because we do something that no other show does, which is every single day we take a bevy of phone calls and give you the ability to be heard on the most powerful media outlet in the state of Indiana. We don't have to do that. We do that because we like you, right? We're good, kind-hearted people, contrary to popular opinion. And this guy is like, you know what I'm going to do on my opportunity to be heard on statewide radio? I'm going to say something that I think will get at the guy who is giving me the opportunity to be heard, because that'll show him. Like, does he think that the rest of the day I'm going to be walking around going, man, my day is completely ruined because that caller said Bruce Springsteen could not sing? That's it. 20 years of fandom, and it just now dawned on me, and it's all over for me now. Okay, that's the first part of it. The second part is, he didn't pay attention to the conversation at all. Nobody said the guy shouldn't be able to get the money, that there should be some intervention to prevent it. I said, I don't understand it, and we logically walked through, from an investment standpoint, the questions that I had about that, because when you're buying that, it is harder to monetize music on albums sold or downloads or whatever now, because there's so many different ways people do that. We said, how do you monetize that investment? That seems like a bad investment, and I would not put him on the level of the Rolling Stones or the Beatles, which are the people that are getting these $100 million plus deals for their music.
Yes, and he's still young with a lot of future ahead of him. He could still go on to write a lot more songs. But we did lay out the big fan base that Justin Bieber does have. Music is subjective. It's just like art. Just because you don't like it does not mean that there aren't millions of people out there that do.
Right, and I accept the fact that there are many people Kevin's age who make terrible choices every day. Look, Kevin comes to work with us every day. Clearly that is happening. I just said I cannot name any of his songs, and I do not understand the investment on that, because I thought it would be a hard sell to get a rate of return based on how people are monetizing music these days. That phone call, I played it because I just wanted to prove a point, because we don't have to let you on the air. So here's the deal going forward. You will show this show respect or you will not get played. I hate to have to put the foot down, Casey, but calls like that ruin it for everyone else.
You're just mad because he said he didn't like Bruce Springsteen.
I don't care at all what that guy thinks about Bruce Springsteen. I could care less. It's a lack of respect for this show, just like the person who didn't put the computer back. I'm so sick of the lack of respect from everybody.
The accountability. Can we just have Gert on every single phone
Absolutely.
Call?
Absolutely. There was one more phone call. I forgot what it was. Donnie called. Go ahead.
You were talking about the Ticketmaster scandal, and you guys hit the nail right on the head again. Why is the Senate even involved in this? Out of all the stuff going on in the country and the world, that's what they're worried about. And you said it, Rob. You don't buy the tickets. Because I tell you, that's the answer for the problem and they're too high. People, don't buy the tickets. If both stadiums and venues are half empty or empty, Ticketmaster and the artists, they will change how they do stuff. Period. Love the show. Keep up the good work.
Well, do we think that they were trying to get down to the bottom of a monopoly?
Well,
That is the government's business then.
Yeah, but those people we talked about yesterday, they were groveling because the Taylor Swift people are mad. And so that's like a gajillion teenage girls who have been scorned by their junior high boyfriend. And as such, when you've got a gajillion teenage girls who have been scorned by their junior high girlfriend and for some reason find solace in a woman who for like 15 years has been writing about being scorned by her boyfriends. Mm-hmm. And instead of looking in the mirror and saying, maybe it's me, just keeps making money off blaming the man.
I do believe that her current single actually says that, hey, it's me, I'm the problem.
Yeah, is she giving any of the money back that she's made after all the years of blaming everyone from John Mayer to all points in between? No, I don't think so. But you don't have to buy the ticket, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
There are other companies who sell tickets. That you use them, these artists use them, because they're a colossal mega giant who is normally capable of processing that. And Taylor Swift sets the rules. If she didn't like the dynamic ticket pricing, don't use Ticketmaster. And she's making the money off of it.
Yeah, but other bands have tried that, and it's bitten them in the behind. Like Pearl Jam tried to stand up to Ticketmaster in the 90s, and it did them no favors. They ended up having to cancel the tour because of the monopolistic nature that Ticketmaster has. And since they've merged with Live Nation, it's made it just worse.
Okay, but the point is this has been going on for years and years and years, and a governing body approved that merger with oversight of that merger. Look, if you want to stand up to Ticketmaster, don't buy the ticket. Mm-hmm. I am putting my money where my mouth is by not buying the Bruce Springsteen tour tickets. He's set to go on tour in like a week. Mm-hmm. I am not going. It's too much money. This whole thing is ridiculous. We agree on that.
Yeah.
But if you want to do something about it, nobody's willing to suffer, right? Gimme, gimme, gimme. Well, why don't you just not go to the Taylor Swift concert?
Well, have to go.
But then how will I know how to deal with my junior high boyfriend who acted like a junior high boy and found another girlfriend?
Hey, 15-year-old heartbroken boys and girls need music too.
I agree, but I think a woman in her 30s who's still writing about the same stuff she was writing about in her teens, probably not the place to find it.
You're saying there's no growth there? Enough of Taylor Swift. We've got Hammer joining us next on 93 WIBC.